Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To the hour here on the DJB program. The D stands for Doug. Doug Stefan. J for Jennifer. Jennifer Horn. B for Victoria. Victoria Keelan. Observation deck is open. I was thinking about Donald Trump. I was thinking about some of his predecessors when it comes to China. If you go back to the Obama administration, the Clinton administration, the Bushes as well, trying to bring China into the world community, and they thought with that they could perhaps make the Chinese acceptable in the international community, because we had started doing a lot of business with them back in the George Bush the father days. But as we all know, Americans, looking at the election, looking at the virus, looking at the reality of the world, that strategy from those administrations has completely failed. So now you look at what the Chinese are doing with our help. They've used it to make themselves richer. They have rejected most of the international rules and regulations, whether it be intellectual property. They just steal everything. And they've become much more authoritarian. People, there's a lot of disruption. There are a lot of people. You don't get the news unless you check out some of the, you know, the anti-communist papers and that sort of stuff. But even some of the papers that you would think that they've been sort of in concert, like you look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and some of the people who have played into the hands of the Chinese over the past.
Well, they're paying for their influence. That's the thing.
Yeah, right.
Is that, so now, you know, we've seen it in Hollywood because of the influx of Chinese money into Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I said about that Jackie Chan movie. So no, I'm not going to go see that. But to give Trump his due, even though he's not the smartest guy that ever was president, and he's a little blunt, or he bludgeons his way through stuff, I think he got what China is all about, frankly. And the people who were in the office before him didn't get it. He has, I think, said in his many words that this is the most serious problem we've had since the Cold War with the Soviet Union. And so even though a lot of allies got upset about what he was saying, now they get it. I mean, look at there are a lot of people who feel like they have to do deals with the Chinese, the Japanese, people in Europe. It's just, you know,
they feel that way because look at what happened to France after the virus, after COVID started to plague the planet, and it started in China, whether you believe it was intended. I don't care really what you believe, but, you know, there are a lot of different conspiracy theories out there about how and why we all got coronavirus. But once the virus broke out, what China did, because they had it first, is they started gathering up PPE. They started getting stuff that people would need when this spread to other countries, and they held on to it. And so when France was hit extremely hard, France had to make a deal with China to get PPE. And in exchange, which had nothing to do with protective equipment or the coronavirus, they had to allow their telecommunications company, and Huawei, had to be put into France so that France could buy masks and gowns and protective equipment for their citizenry. Mm. Now, that's why people question this kind of stuff, because China is forcing their hand and making deals with people that are not beneficial to anybody but China.
No, they're being the bully on the block now. They say, well, we're going to fix you guys. And I thought it was interesting, Jennifer and Victoria, if you see, there are a couple of articles. One of them was in the Wall Street Journal about Biden, and I know that, Jennifer, you think that he's going to be a putty in the hands of the Chinese, but he also, in Foreign Affairs magazine this month, he said, quote, the United States does need to get tough with China. So do they use diplomacy? What's this guy Blinken, who's going to be the Secretary of State, right, or if he gets through the confirmation, process. He's written, we're in competition with China. I don't think that's strong.
He was the guy that was called by John McCain when he was looking for his confirmation when he was working at the State Department under Obama. John McCain called him inept and dangerous because of his foreign policy. Now, say what you will about John McCain. I take issue with him for a couple of things, but that's one of the things that's of note. Also,
but will he take a strong approach to Huawei and some of these other tech companies?
Well, but we don't know.
All we know is what we've seen in the past.
The current president hasn't even conceded yet. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. We've got like some serious election stuff still happening. But I think, look, from a telecommunications, I think from the FCC, yeah, I know China's your number one thing. But, I think from, we have to also look at what the FCC is going to do, Homeland Security. It's not just, one person. It's going to be an entire approach from our entire country. And so there are a lot of different agencies that are going to be involved in this. And, I know I was reading, because, I love to read Modern Farmer. So I was reading in Modern Farmer, that Biden has been saying, especially when it comes to agriculture, that there is going to be a big crackdown on China and their involvement in our food supply chain, which is something we've all been saying here for a long time.
Yep.
So, we'll see how much he can get done. I like what I've heard, so we'll see.
I do actually, too, when it comes to China anyway. All right, upcoming next year on the DJV program with Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, a focus on the latest when it comes to plans for vaccines. What are we going to get? And the warning about Thanksgiving and what happens if everybody does what everybody's going to do. After these words here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471. The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
quarter past the hour here on the DJV program. Doug and Jennifer and Victoria, the Pfizer plan to ship, what, 6-7 million doses of vaccine in mid-December is in the focus. They're going to do that. Apparently, healthcare workers and a lot of people who are very vulnerable are going to get the first doses. So that's pretty good news, right? In the next couple of weeks, that all is going to be starting. And now the government also beginning distribution of Regeneron's coronavirus antibody treatment. The officials say the initial 30,000 doses distributed to states depending on the number of cases they have. So this goes right to the hospitals, I guess, right? Being used.
Trump promised it after he had it, and he knew how good he felt after he took Regeneron. He said, we're going to make this available for everybody. And so it really relatively quickly, that's the one thing that, I mean, again, not the one thing, but one of the many things that Trump did, I think, that was really good about this virus is getting the vaccine started, using private and public resources to do that. And then coming up with just these fast approvals. It matters. I mean, usually that would take 5 years, 10 years to get that kind of stuff done.
A lot of people traveling for Thanksgiving have decided or needed to get COVID tests, but there were long lines. One of them guys working on the farm with me yesterday waiting, he went in at 7:30 yesterday morning to get tested. They didn't open until 10, and he was out of there by 10:30, but in order to get it done, he decided to go and wait in line. The lines are really long for people being tested.
And why did he get tested?
Just because he wanted to make sure as he traveled that he was not going to be a
carrier. That's what a lot of people are doing that's not actually all that smart, is that they're getting tested and then they're getting on a plane and traveling someplace.
Exactly.
So it's not, I mean, it's kind of like the test is only giving you like a snapshot, right? A snapshot of time. So there have been a ton of lines, and I think that's been the story because everybody's like, oh, I'll just get tested before I go. But it doesn't always work that way.
And then there's a new chart that the CDC and someone else in conjunction with, maybe it was Harvard or Yale, they put out where it shows how, and it's exactly what Jen just said, on day one, person X gets tested. A couple days later, they get their results that it's negative. But in the meantime, in those 3 or 4 days, they have no symptoms. They feel fine. So they're going about their life the way that they normally do. And then by like day 8 to 14, they start exhibiting symptoms. And then when you look back at all the people in those 14 days that they've come into contact with, that's how it's been spreading so fast. And so it's just, you know, it's... People are, you know, I don't know, people who are so obsessed with getting on a plane flying across the country for Thanksgiving, I don't understand it right now. I just don't.
No, I was going to, but then I decided not to do it. Meanwhile, those of you who are going to be with family for Thanksgiving, expect there, at least according to the government anyway, when you were told to cancel Thanksgiving plans, did you? Or just say, screw it, I'm just going to have a time with my family and we'll be okay. Well... this may not be the case, although I'm not the one who carries the bucket of doom and gloom. I do think there's a certain amount of intelligence that goes with all of this stuff. And I'm not sure, you know, I think yesterday I was recounting here in my local area a woman who was upset because her son couldn't celebrate the end of the football season with the usual regalia. So she had a party for 250 kids at the house. And she said wearing masks is harassment. So the kids didn't have to, you know, that kind of stupid thing. And then there's all this focus on the masks. I think there's a pretty interesting piece of data that is now around on cloth masks. Have you seen this? How really wonderful this is. I've been, all the face coverings that I had for the farm were made out of cloth. It was two-layer cloth. And that seems to be the most effective way, other than buying that one micron mask, you know, that Jack talked about.
The
I have some of those too.
Yeah, it's made out of San Francisco. And it's great. And it's very breathable.
It's made out of San Francisco or made in San Francisco?
I mean, it's coming out of San Francisco, meaning not made in China.
I'm being facetious, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but it's what I love about it is that it is very breathable, and it has a framework on the inside, so it's not up your nostrils.
Are using coffee masks that is apparently are effective. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So here's a member of the Grand Ole Opry named Hal Ketchum. I remember meeting him when I was down there. What was that, 30 years or so ago? He, big country singer, song called Small Town Saturday Night, which you're listening to right now. He was quite a prolific performer, and he now has passed away at the age of 67. He had dementia.
His first sad about this.
Yeah, that's kind of lousy at that age. Oof. So sad at any age, but
he really lost his career. I'd been wondering where he was, and I didn't realize he was suffering with dementia.
Let's see. He started in Florida, then he moved into Texas, performed at a lot of the Lone Star State's clubs. In 1988, he released his first album called Threadbare Alibis, and it was under his full name, before setting his sights on writing songs in Nashville. He released his debut album for Curb Records called Past the Point of Rescue in 1991. That album produced four top 20 singles, a number two charting classic Small Town Saturday Night, I Know Where Love Lives, his version of the Mick Hanley Penn title track, 5 o'clock World. At 5 o'clock, there's another version. Is it the same? Was it a takeoff on that? Is it the Vogue song, 5 o'clock World, I wonder? I wonder if that's, huh?
I don't know.
It was his biggest selling album, anyway. Went gold, 500,000 units were sold. In 92, Ketchum put out Sure Love, which featured three country top 10 hits in the title track Hearts Are Gonna Roll, Mama Knows the Highway. He had more top 10 hits in 95 with Stay Forever, lead single off Every Little World, that was the name of the album. In 94, he was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. In 2019, his wife, Andrea, revealed that he had retired because he had Alzheimer's. So, that's lousy.
Sad.
Lousy. No, good performer. 25 and a half after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria, Jennifer, Doug, and you, and Mick Fleetwood. This is going to be interesting. Last February, Fleetwood honored original Fleetwood Mac frontman Peter Green with a tribute show in London's Palladium. Featured guest appearances by Peter Townsend, Steven Tyler, Bill Wyman, Neil Finn, Noel Gallagher, Billy Gibbons, Dave Gilmour, Kirk Hammett, John Mayall, Christine McVie, Jeremy Spencer, and Zach Starkey. The audience of 2,200 witnessed the amazing concert on March 23rd and the 28th. This next year, it'll be at movie theaters all across the country. I didn't get to see the one that What's-Her-Face released.
Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks, I want
to say. That's going to have to come to streaming services somewhere. It's too good to not be seen, you know?
I'm surprised she's not in here with this rest of this group for this thing.
This took place in March in England, and she was in the States, and we were already on lockdown.
Because
she issued a statement at the time saying that, you know, she had never worked with Peter Green, they didn't have a crossover in Fleetwood, but that she knew his music and loved it, and it was one of the reasons why she wanted to join the band.
Yeah, okay. On April 30th, it'll be released on Blu-ray, vinyl, CD, digital audio, this tribute that we're talking about. The concert was a celebration of those early blues days where we all began. And it's important to recognize the profound impact Peter and the early Fleetwood Mac had on the world of music. That's what Mick Fleetwood said. Peter was my greatest mentor. It gave me such joy to pay tribute to his incredible talent. I was honored to be sharing the stage with some of the many artists Peter had inspired over the years and who share my great respect for this remarkable musician. And as you may remember, Peter Green passed away last July. Fleetwood Mac and all these guys is an interesting group. Townsend, Tyler, and Wyman.
That's
a group. Yeah, right. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, safeguarding your pet. Who doesn't want to do that? If your pet has an enclosed yard or a run, be sure there are locks that only you can open. Pets should not be allowed in the front yard without supervision. Front yard fencing tends to be low, making it easy for a passerby to reach in and quickly grab a pet. Even if there are no leash laws in your municipality, dogs should never be allowed to run free. They can be scooped up and stolen much too easily. And don't assume that since you have a big dog, he's safe. Large dogs, especially breeds like Labrador Retrievers and German Shepherds, are particularly in demand among black marketeers. You see, dogs are sold by the pound at animal auctions. Make sure your pets have a microchip with a current phone number and a current address. Make sure they have ID on at the same time. Dogs are being stolen on a tremendous basis. Over 1 million dogs are stolen every year in the United States, and very few are returned to the owner. By taking some of the precautions I just outlined, you and your pet can be safe and enjoy a long life together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday tweeted that he had granted a full pardon to former National Security Advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. A Department of Justice spokesperson said the department was not consulted, but that this is obviously an appropriate use of the president's pardon power. The Supreme Court steps in to protect houses of worship in New York. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10- and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agadath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The NFL had scheduled three games for your Thanksgiving holiday. Enter COVID-19 from stage left, and the need to drop a game off today's schedule is explained by NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills.
It's like with every situation, it's an abundance of caution, trying to make sure we create the safest possible environment for players, coaches, staff, everyone that's involved. And so we look at each one of these situations and ask ourselves, do we understand transmission? Do we believe we can put the pieces together to figure out when we're out of that risk of further transmission? So in any one of these situations, you're looking at who's at risk, how long are they at risk for, and if we think there's still a vulnerability to a substantial number of people, then it's best to postpone, and so that's what we've done here.
The Steelers-Ravens game has been pushed back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern because many Baltimore players have tested positive for COVID-19.
We've done a very, very deep dive into this situation. We've interviewed everyone involved. We looked at all the data. We've also done what's called genomic epidemiology, meaning we've gone in and looked at the exact genome of the virus samples from all the infected individuals. So we feel like we have a really good handle on exactly when transmission occurred and how it occurred. And I think that we feel like we're just a couple of days away from being out of that window of vulnerability for that transmission event. So obviously you have to take each day as it comes and look for any new data that may emerge. But right now, we simply feel like that as of tomorrow, we would not have confidence in going forward. But I think we feel we're very close to the end of that transmission event. And at present, we're targeting Sunday, absent any new information that would change the facts that we have right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here we go again, 34 after the hour on the DJV program with Truther Jennifer Truther.
What? Did you lose a tooth?
That's my what's his name? Strahan, Michael Strahan impersonation. Truther.
Oh my God. Oh boy.
All right, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The racist nature. Here we go. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Oh no.
Yep.
Why?
Wait, what?
There's
wait, what?
A scene.
Wait, tell the story because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. There's a scene in a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving where Franklin, who's the only black character, is sitting by himself on one side of the table. The other kids are sitting on the other side of the table, and Linus is at the head of the table. And so now people examining this, who have nothing better to do in their life, say that this is a problematic scene. It could be considered by some racist because Franklin is separated from the rest of the characters who are all white.
And Linus, even though he's a crackpot, suffering from extreme white privilege because he's at the head of the table, is that what it
right.
is?
Right. Yep, okay. That's pretty much it. Yep, yeah.
Oh,
so here's the person.
Can we have
who
anything
this,
nice or are the kids just going to ruin everything?
Darnell Hunt, who's the dean of social sciences at UCLA, he's a black professor, says having Franklin on his side by himself is interpreted that no one wants to sit next to him.
Oh, boy.
So Sorry, I'm laughing about this because it's so ridiculous. How do you know what these people were thinking, the creators of this? This is 1973. So who goes back that far and can figure out what goes on? I just saw that and I just...
Well, I'm looking at the scene now. I think the only thing, I don't think of racism, but I think it's really sad that it was even drawn that why is one child singled out and no one sitting next
that's
to
him? That's a question.
Well, yeah, that's
we have to remember, maybe it's part of the story, have we thought? Maybe it's part of the story.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know what the context is, but it looks like they're all sitting around eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a plate. The weird thing is there's a place setting and food next to Franklin, but there's no one sitting there and there's no chair, which is weird.
Right. The end of the table. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But just the fact that somebody's going to find something to do or something to look at. Wow. Look at this. Another example of racism. All right. Pennsylvania governor halting alcohol sales. How about them apples, boys and girls? No bars.
So ridiculous.
No restaurants after.
This arbitrary nonsense is why people aren't going to follow the rules that actually work. Like the social distancing rules, people are going to say, you know what, I'm done. Because they're tired of feeling like all of their control is being taken away from them by their stupid government representatives who should all be thrown out of office because they're all acting inappropriately.
Vote them out. Yes.
But,
the
I mean,
advisory.
Seriously, that's what's happening with, like, with people. Like, there is stuff that's good in all of this, right? But no one's going to listen to that because they're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater when people are like, oh, sorry, you can't do outdoor dining. Oh, you can't buy alcohol the day before Thanksgiving. These are things that are just stupid.
Well, you can't, according to this recommendation, you can't drink until after 8 o'clock Thursday morning.
Right. Fab.
Okay.
That'll keep us safe from the coronavirus.
That's right. Exactly. Fabulous. The number of people that are going without food, this is something to think about. I believe this is something to think about anyway. And every year at Thanksgiving and Christmas, I kind of get on this bandwagon, although I've never been big. I noticed a few radio programs around the country raising money for food. I think at one point, I don't know whether you were with me or not, Jennifer, back on the in the earlier days of this incarnated program, I got a bunch of turkeys and sent them around. I think they were butterball turkeys. 1 year or 2 years, I think I distributed 100 or 200 turkeys to people around the country who were listening on various radio stations. And it kind of worked, although I think we found out that some of them, I think somebody in Vero Beach, as a matter of fact, put me on the hunt for people that were taking advantage of the situation. They were getting them and selling them or something. I remember it was a number of years ago. But I think it is a good thing if you can find some way. I may actually even volunteer tomorrow. There's a food bank here in Framingham, my hometown, and I think I might go there for a little while and help.
Food banks, that's wonderful if you can do that. Food banks are really expected to be very busy this year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
right.
A really sad, sad thing in realization.
Well, the pandemic has, you know,
I know. And the
created all of this stuff.
Just, it's just horrible.
There's a mission in Washington, looking at the story of food pantries here around the country. The fellow who runs it, the lady who runs it, is Deborah Chambers. She said, this year has been especially difficult. We've seen over a 50% increase in the number of people coming to us to get service. And then the bumper-to-bumper wait for food here in Boston and the suburbs. 1 in 10 families, apparently, with small children do not have enough to eat. That is really disgusting. The level of need, because of the virus, much as anything else, the service industry has been decimated. People that worked in restaurants and food prep, you know, this is all gone to hell. It's gone. This kind of, and is it going to come back? You wonder about some of the bigger restaurants will survive, but I know 4 or 5 here in my community, never again, they'll be gone. They are gone. And there'll be others.
Well, in California, they don't even allow outdoor dining.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's just nuts. That's nuts.
All right, food. Well, let's have some fun with some food anyway here. I needed a piece of pizza last night. I wanted a piece
needed
of
it?
Pizza.
I needed
a piece of pizza.
I feel like Doug's eating his feelings lately. Lots of cookies, and what was the other thing you were eating? Oh, a donut yesterday, and now
I
pizza.
Did have
you're eating a lot of comfort food.
Yeah, well, maybe that's an indication. I don't even actually know I think on for the day, I'm going to spend most of it on the farm because everybody else is gone, taking care of the animals and being on my track. I do that, though. Jennifer, you know, over the years, I've always done that on Christmas.
Usual holiday behavior.
Yeah, I just work on
the
farm.
Where are you normally for Thanksgiving? I can't remember the last few. Have you been in California?
A lot of times you're just at home.
No, I don't I don't like traveling. Normally, I will not travel on Thanksgiving because it's just craziness. I go to my sister's if she's around. I don't think she's around. She hasn't invited me, so she's not around, I don't think. And
where would she go?
I got invited.
To my sister's?
Yeah.
Well, she and her husband bought a place on Martha's Vineyard. And they've
Right, that's where we're all going. There. You didn't get an invite?
No, no, I actually was going to your house.
Loser!
Jennifer.
Whoops! I'll be at Martha's Vineyard, please.
I know how to get to your house. See, that's the deal.
You're
Pizza Hut. If you want to cozy up on the couch, boys, you want to have some pizza, Pizza Hut is a perfect gift. If you're looking for a gift, they've released a limited edition weighted blanket that resembles one of the best-selling menu items, their original pan pizza. So a blanket that looks like a pizza?
Yes, it's really ugly. But the weird thing about it, it's $150 because it's a weighted blanket. I know.
I've got a weighted blanket from MyPillow, and I have one,
and it's fantastic. It's a game changer for the naps, I got
really?
To say.
$150 bucks, though.
I think you can get a better deal at MyPillow.
Yes,
which is a lot more attractive because it doesn't look like a pizza.
Right. It's because they partnered with Gravity Blanket, and they make a lot of expensive weighted blankets. That's why. But still, it literally looks like a giant pepperoni pizza.
You know what it looks like?
It looks so ugly.
Pizza the Hut. From the Mel Brooks
from
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs
thing. Yeah, right. That's what it looks like. That gooey, ooh, it's ugly. Ugly. Pepsi-Cola has released a new flavor, new apple pie Pepsi. Good God.
I heard about this.
Who
needs this? I'm sort of
curious.
But how do they get apple into Pepsi flavor?
Who knows how they get any of this
stuff? I don't know. I'm not a Pepsi fan anyway, but to add
Pepsi,
soda.
Pepsi, hamburger, cheeseburger, yeah.
I don't know. To add apple pie flavoring into it.
Cinnamon. The cola is described by the company as having, quote, warm notes of cinnamon, the taste of a buttery crust, and the crispness of a fresh apple. Really? If you want to get a taste, you can enter a contest to win a bottle of Pepsi apple pie on Twitter.
Woohoo!
I feel like this is like so America 2020. Get your Pizza Hut blanket that looks like a pepperoni pizza, drink your apple pie Pepsi, and call it a day.
Right. The first 1,500 people to enter the contest will be eligible to win. So there we go. This joins, others. They have salted caramel Pepsi. Which I think is Yuckabunga, Cinnamon Fire, Pepsi. So take a hike from that.
That's like Fireball Cola. Ooh,
yeah. I know. I bet some people love that though.
I saw something.
It might be okay.
I had a weird feeling you were going to be on the.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pepsi Cola, or the Pepsi Co. Company, named after the cola, but no longer is it the big business there, and they're trying to increase the circulation of Pepsi bottled drinks, because it's only 12% of the business now. Do you know that? They've acquired Naked Juice. They have a partnership with Starbucks. Apparently, they're distributing Starbucks bottled drinks all over Latin America, and their portfolio has a lot of non-carbonated beverages in it. I think Coke went that way too, didn't they? Buy up all the Tropicana or the orange juice stuff. Now that that's part of our. It's not good for you, but it's part of our kind of available drinks. If you like to buy that stuff in the store, I've sworn off of all that. I told you the other day. I started drinking. I've got a new bottle of water thing in the house, but I also
what
have
else do you drink? Because I don't believe
drinking
you've sworn off juice. I don't believe.
Yeah, I actually have sworn off juice.
Really?
I'm drinking Source.
He's upping the donuts and cookies, but he's off the juice.
That sounds strange. Doug's off the juice. What is that?
Like, right. Means you stopped with the steroids.
Right.
You're just too muscular for us to handle.
Oh, very sweet. Thank you.
So what do you drink besides water during the day?
During the day, I just drink water. And during the last night, I had some lemonade with my, what did I have last night for dinner? It was, I had mashed potatoes and peas and a piece of fish. 47 after the hour. Aren't you listening to this yummy discussion? Aren't you getting hungry, boys and girls? 47 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, open fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 33.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now, it's time for us to spend some quality time with Laura Banks, who is well known as an actress and a radio personality and an author and an astrologer. I like talking to her about astrology, frankly. This week we've had a conversation with on the Your Hidden Power program that you and I do together with Delissa Hawking, who is a psychic medium, and we talked about the power of intention. How does astrology help us focus on our intentions?
If you take some time to study it, like you get better at knowing what wine you like by getting educated in what wines you enjoy. Mm-hmm. If you were to do a deeper dive into understanding astrology beyond your sun sign is what you have the potential of living into. Your moon sign, it really is your motivations, how you appear to others, your true emotional connection to the planet. Take a deep dive and understand that. Learn what it is. You can go on the internet and type in, look at my natal chart. And when you understand your moon sign, you will understand what organically comes to you, what you love to do.
So let's take an example. The moon enters Aries today, and that's my house, my sixth house of wellness. What does that mean for a Scorpio? As we get into, we now are into month we've gotten out of Scorpio, and we're now into Sagittarius. So what is the offing here? There's so many different components. That's why I ask you, it's very confusing for the average person to try to figure all this out.
Well, you're way advanced to be studying the movements of the moon, Doug, because it changes every couple of days. Mm-hmm. I don't start there for people looking to get into astrology right away, but just basically they're called dispositors, and we've got sixth house, and that you're Aries, and that you're ruled by Mars. It creates a confluence, basically a Scorpio with the moon in Aries. Those are good days for you because you're ruled by Mars, and Aries is ruled by Mars.
So how many good days do I have?
Two. That's it.
Two good days.
Another 28. Sorry, good luck to you. Bigger picture is we've got November 28th. We got a huge confusion clearing for all of us because of a direction that's going with Neptune's going direct, which we've been waiting for. There's a lot going on right now with Libra and a new moon for the next 2 weeks.
The new moon. The moon is so bright. It's still close to the Earth. The last couple of months of the year, the moon is closer to the Earth, so it seems bigger and brighter and whiter and lighter.
Yeah, and the full moon's going to be in Gemini on November 30th, so we're going to all want to know. It's a need to know. Gemini is a sign of I know. So everything's going direct.
Gemini is a sign of boredom. And
Geminis are kind of strange.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They can be really out of their minds and wonderful, and we love them for that. I love him for that.
Right.
But three planets went direct. Mercury, Mars, and Neptune went direct in Neptune in November, so we're all going to start to see some serious movement forward. And
so to make reference back to what we were saying with this Delisa Hawking in our conversation on Your Hidden Power, she thinks that the first part of the year is still going to be, she didn't use the word disrupted, but she didn't seem to think it was going to be smooth, whereas I think you've suggested that end of December after the 21st, is that the beginning of the transition, so it's not going to happen overnight? I guess that's
I'm just calling myself out for being right. I said that by December, Christmas Eve, we would have some wonderful opportunity, and we do with these three vaccines.
I
don't see as big as a mess that Delisa saw going into the new year because of where Jupiter's going to be with all these planets going direct. I think that we're actually going to be extraordinarily content with where things are going by March. But I think for the most part, come the new year, we are in the new president getting into power, I think and the women that are going to be taking over many important positions within our government, that's the natural order of things right now, for better or worse, or whether people like it or not. We're moving into more of women and matriarchal, and Biden's expressing that. He's got 52% of his cabinet's going to be female.
Mm-hmm.
So
women run things better than men. Sorry to disappoint some of the men who think, oh, I'm in charge here. Women are more intuitive and therefore in many ways better leaders, and they're certainly better at connecting, I think, with people on a basic level. It isn't leadership.
We're just not, exactly, but we're in just a terrible situation with the crisis of how many people have the COVID and then this vaccine. I mean, we're right at the tip right now, we're going to be all right. The planets are saying we're going to be okay, so there's not going to be any major meltdowns that I'm seeing right now.
All right, no melting down allowed here. Hello. Don't melt, please. We can meet all the listeners we can have, all we can find. Laura Banks here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.